This is a Squeeze podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning. This is Sport Today, your weekday sports news podcast that puts you ahead of the game. I'm Sam Ferris.
And I'm Martin Gabor. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of September.
In your Sport Today, the Matildas go down. A young gun Aussie fast bowler shines. The Tigers keep their head coach. And the Lakers have a new sponsor. This is your Sport Today. If we're coming to you a little bit late today, that's because the Matildas have just gone down to the Republic of Ireland 3-2 in South Dublin. It's just wrapped up. Gabs, how did it play out?
Yeah, this is fresh off the press, so it is pretty piping hot, Fez. This was Australia's first match after they finished fourth at the Tokyo Olympics, and it started with an own goal after just 3 minutes, but by halftime, scores were level at 2-2, with Mary Fowler scoring both goals for the Matildas. But just after halftime, Ireland's Louise Quinn then scored the match winner. There were five goals, Fez, in the first 50 minutes, but none for the rest of the match in what was Sam Kerr's 100th game for Australia. This was the Matildas' 12th match this year, and it's pretty important because in just under 2 years, Australia and New Zealand will host the Women's Football World Cup.
Yep, that kicks off in July 2023. The Matildas, they're hoping to play Brazil late next month and the USA in November in Sydney, but that hasn't been locked in just yet. It might be September and the footy season is still going, but the summer of cricket started yesterday with Australia's women's team beating India up in Mackay. The Aussies won by 9 wickets, and the star of the show was teenage fast bowler Darcy Brown. She picked up 4 wickets, and Gabs, she bowls really fast.
Yeah, absolutely right, Fez. Brown, she's only 18, and she's already one of the fastest bowlers in the world. She had figures of 4 for 33 yesterday, and that makes her the youngest bowler to take 4 wickets in a one-dayer playing for Australia. Elise Perry had the record before Brown, but she had a different kind of day. She went none for 37 from her 4 overs and bowled 6 wides. Opening batter Rachel Haynes finished on 93 not out and hit the winning runs as the Aussies chased 226 with 9 overs to spare. And Fez, that extends Australia's one-day winning streak to 25, which is already the world record.
Yeah, that's the best for either men or women. That was the first match of the multi-format series, which includes one-days and T20s, and they're worth 2 points each, and there's a test match worth 4. Australia now has 2 points, and their next match is on Friday. Today's trivia question, name the team that last beat the Aussie women in a one-dayer. Gabs, you got any idea on this one?
I could probably narrow it down to a couple. I'm going to say either England or New Zealand. Let's go close to home with the... Yeah, let's go New Zealand.
All right, the answer at the end of today's show. Let's now switch to rugby league, because those who follow the NRL will know there's been a lot of talk about West Tigers coach Michael Maguire. Gabs, this is my team, so I've been following this one pretty closely. It was widely tipped that Maguire would get sacked after the Tigers missed the finals again, but yesterday the club confirmed he'll be back next year.
Yeah, I know this one is close to your heart, Fez, and there has been a lot of talk about Maguire's future for most of the year, especially after they were beaten 38-0 by the Bulldogs. That's the team that finished last in the final round of the season. The decision to keep Maguire comes after the club had their annual review of everything on and off the field after they missed the finals for the 10th year in a row. Fez, there will be some change at the Tigers, though, with the club saying that the football department will undergo some structural and procedural change over the off-season. If Maguire had been sacked, the club would have been looking at their 5th coach in 9 seasons.
Yeah, Maguire still has 2 years left on his contract. Only Tim Sheens, who won the comp with the team back in 2005. I remember that one pretty well, Gabs. Only Sheens has coached more games at the Tigers than Maguire. It's fair to say the life of British teenage tennis player Emma Raducanu changed forever when she won the US Open this month. It was only a couple of weeks ago. The first British woman to win a major in 44 years. One person who can relate to Raducanu is Britain's most recent men's major winner. That's Andy Murray. And he says he's happy to pass on any advice, but only if he's asked.
Yeah, and that's because he says he found it both irritating and unhelpful, and he still does, when ex-British tennis players gave their advice after every win or loss without being asked for their input. Murray says he does not want to be that person, but he's always going to be on the end of the phone if Raducanu or her family want to get in touch for any tennis talk. Murray became the first British major winner in 76 years when he won the US Open back in 2012, so he kind of knows a thing or two about breaking long droughts and the attention that goes with it.
He does indeed, Gabs, because in 2013, he was the first Brit to win a Wimbledon since 1936. Murray is currently playing in France, while Raducanu is taking a quick break before the Indian Wells tournament starts on October 4. Those of you living in Sydney would be fully aware of how steep property prices are at the moment, but how's this for an expensive piece of real estate? The LA Lakers have sold 2.5 square inches of their jersey for $100 million.
I reckon that could get you, what, one, maybe two houses in Sydney, Fez? Korean food company Bibigo are the new shirt sponsors for the Lakers, reportedly paying $20 million a season for the next 5 years. Now, this is a big deal for a few reasons. First, it's worth heaps of money. And secondly, it's LA's first global partner. Before this season, the NBA handled all international deals, and NBA teams could only market domestically within 75 miles. That has changed now as part of a 3-year trial. NBA jersey sponsorship started in 2017, also on a 3-year trial, but it's here to stay because, as you can see, it makes a lot of cash for these clubs.
Yeah, it certainly does, Gabs. You reckon that Lakers deal is big. How about the Real Madrid football team? They get 113 million Aussie bucks a season from Emirates Airline to be their shirt sponsor. It was a big day for the Green Bay Packers yesterday in the NFL. They beat Detroit thanks to 4 touchdowns to running back Aaron Jones. But that wasn't the biggest story for Jones. He lost a necklace during the game that contained his father's ashes. But Gabs, he got it back.
Yeah, and I reckon the trainer who found it is going to get a pretty sweet gift from Jones in the next few days. Now, we know a lot of athletes wear jewelry, but this necklace meant a lot more to Jones, whose dad died due to COVID earlier in the year. The necklace has a football-shaped pendant containing his dad's ashes, and Jones wears it during games because he wants to have his dad close to his heart. Jones said that he must have lost it during one of his touchdown celebrations at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where players traditionally jump into the crowd to celebrate when they score. And Fez, he says that his dad would have been happy that he lost it in the end zone because it meant he would have done it after scoring a touchdown.
I reckon you're right, Gabs. That trainer might get a little more than a thank you card from Jones.
Well, they call them cheeseheads in Green Bay. Maybe a cheese platter or something like that.
Maybe. Time for Catch This, the stuff that caught our eye or what's coming up. Ben Gabs, what do you got?
Fez, I know the Tigers are your team, but a lot of people, they love the Melbourne Storm. And what the club has done, because there hasn't been a lot of footy in Victoria because of COVID over the last 2 years, so what the club is going to do for its Victorian members, they're going to pay for their membership next year in a show of faith to their fans for sticking by the club.
When you say a lot of people love the Storm, Kabor, you are one of those people.
Yes, I am one of the 3 people here in Sydney, I think.
Yeah, and I think we know most of them, Gabs. For me, men's domestic cricket starts today. It's Western Australia against South Australia in the Marsh One Day Cup. That's on at 10 a.m. local time in Adelaide. You can watch it on koandcricket.com.au. The answer to today's trivia question, who was the last team to beat the Aussie women in a one-dayer? Gabs, it was England. Back in October 2017 at Coffs Harbour. I was there for that game 4 years ago. What a run it has been by the Aussie women.
Yeah, and if yesterday's anything to go by, Fez, that streak's only going to get bigger.
Quarter of the way to a century. All right, that's it for us today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.